Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Real Talk Radio 13, where we have real issues, real people, and real talk. I'm your host, Chauncey Brown. I hope that during this very difficult time in our country's history with the coronavirus, I keep all of you in prayer, you and your families, and I hope all is well. Today, we are supposed to have in the studio former candidate for Pasadena, California, Major Williams. I've been trying to reach out to him today to confirm his presence on the show. Normally, he's extremely responsive. Unfortunately, he didn't respond to me today. I hope and pray that all is well with him and his family. And I hope that he will be able to come on the show today, if possible. If not, you can always follow us at Real Talk Radio 13 on Twitter, also on Facebook. You can like and follow us at Real Talk Radio 13 to find out the update of when we will have Major Williams, former Pasadena candidate for mayor of Pasadena, California, in the studio. While we have some time left, we're going to do a little news update on what's going on in our country and around the world. In Korea, South Korea, they've announced today that there are 100 new reactivated coronavirus, those who had the coronavirus and it was reactivated. They mentioned that today, which is unfortunate. I must urge everyone, if you don't have to go anywhere, please do not go anywhere. Stay home. Make sure you wash your hands. You wear a mask if you go out in public to protect yourself and others. And we will get through this. But remember, do not go out unless it is extremely necessary, so you don't jeopardize your family, yourself, and others, and possibly contracting of this unfortunate disease. On the stock market side today, U.S. futures drop before earnings. Oil fluctuates in the market. OPEC has dropped their prices dramatically. So they're hoping to spur the economy with that being done. Also, if you want to track your stimulus check, IRS has a portal now where for non-filers, you can go in and you will be able to put your direct deposit information. And of course, this is for people who, I guess, do not make more than $12,000 a year, who are on Social Security, who don't have to file. And you can enter your information there to make sure that the IRS has your information so you can receive your direct debit or direct deposit stimulus check. Also in the news today, nursing homes in the country of the U.S. has soared. 1,300 individuals, New York Post posted earlier this morning. As well as we must be careful. Once again, this is Chauncey Brown for Real Talk Radio 13. I hope and pray that everything is well with Major Williams' family since he has not responded to me and has not come into the studio. We'll keep him in our prayers. Once again, you can follow Right Talk Radio 13 on Twitter. You can also follow us on Facebook at Right Talk 13. On another one of my stations today at U.S. National Elections, Blog Talk Radio. We're going to have Buzz Patterson on, former airline pilot running for Congress in California. We're going to have him on that show at U.S. National Politics at Blog Talk Radio at 6:30 Eastern Standard Time today. So please visit us at Blog Talk Radio, Real Talk Radio 13 as well, and follow us for future updates on what's going on in our country today. And we do not have a guest lined up as of yet, but you can always follow me for all of my platforms and radio broadcasts at Right Talk Host on Twitter, also Right Talk Radio Host on Facebook. We thank you all for tuning in. We will keep everyone in our prayers, especially Major Williams' family, as we are not sure what's going on with him today. So please check back, stay tuned, and be safe. God bless you all, and thank you for tuning in. Until next time, this is Right Talk Radio host Chauncey Brown signing off and keeping you all in prayers. Thank you very much, and stay tuned. Good night now.